we take account of past, present, future of this creation. When I say, some years ago I was there, that means within this creation. It does not go some years in your past creation. Do you follow what I say? Are you following what I am saying?
Yes.
Is it pretty all right? Satsarul?
Yes.
Yes. You did not go to the airport?
No, I gave a lecture that was cancelled.
Oh. Lecture?
We were supposed to give a lecture today.
Oh.
But because you gave a lecture last night in Buffalo, we cancelled it and I went instead.
So you lecture there? Lecture. Now you have to lecture, right? You have to retire. I want that all my students now should be prepared. Who's up on you? Sit down. Tell me. You come here. When we speak of past, present, future, we refer to the particular creation of matter. Is it not? Similarly, never return back means, what is your question? Missing time. Who goes on? Yes.
If we've never been, with Krishna, if we've never been in Krishna love, then how is it that we remember his, start remembering his pastime?
You remember your pastime, Krishna's pastime, by hearing. Yes. Not Lava, no? You can hear Krishna's pastime. That you can remember.
But how can we remember it if we've never known him before?
How you can remember?
If we haven't known
him. You can know him by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam. Why you are citing so many scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita? Just remember. Something you forget, but if I tell you repeatedly. You hear, you remember. Is it not clear? Something you have forgotten completely. And I remind you constantly. Then don't you remember?
Yes, but I want to understand how is it that we forgot it? How can we remember?
Forgets. See, that is your nature. You forget so many things. We cannot remember what you are doing exactly at this time yesterday. Can you remember? Forgetfulness is our nature. We are very minute, therefore we are subjected to the quality of forgetfulness. Just like Arjuna was asking Krishna that how I can believe that you told this philosophy in Bhagavad Gita to Vibhasa. He says that I told to Vibhasa. So in reply to that question, Krishna said that both you and I had many, many births before, but you have forgotten I mean. That is the difference between the Supreme Lord and ourselves. He does not forget. He remembers everything, past, present, future, all. But we forget. That is the difference between God and living it. We are subjected to forgetfulness. So we forget, again, if it is reminded, we remind. That is our nature. So, at the present moment, we are forgetful of our eternal relationship with Krishna. Then, by good association, by constant chanting, hearing, remembering, we again evoke our whole consciousness. That is called Krishna. So forgetfulness is not wonderful, it is natural to forget. But if we keep constant touch, we may not forget. Therefore, this association of Krishna consciousness, devotees, and constant repetition of the chanting, the scripture, that will keep us in touch, love for this. Sarvatam Krishnam Sarvam Jagam Satya Devi. We have to continue this service constantly. That is, then it will not permit. Forgetfulness is not wonderful. That is our nature. That is our nature. That is the difference between ourselves and God. God does not forget. We find it. He is claiming, sometimes foolishly claiming, that I am God, but I forget. God does not forget. That I am not God. Is that clear? Yes. That is the difference between living Jiva and Shiva, God. He does not suffer. And Bhagavad Gita, he says, Viraham Samititam, I will know everything of this present, past, this earth. But what we do not know, we have forgotten. In our daily life, in our childhood, so many things we did, we don't remember. But our parents may remember. In your childhood, we did this. So, forgetfulness is our nature. But if we keep constant touch with Krishna, then He'll give us. Remember, the sadvastatāhaṁ vilikṣaṇḍa viṣṭhaṁ, Krishna says in the 15th chapter. Now he read Bhagavad Gita very carefully. He'll have examination next time also. Yes. From Bhagavad Gita, from Kattila Bhaktisāstri. Now we have to make our organization regularly, a spiritual institution, so that we may recognize and our students may be free from this grasp of egoism. That next step is going to be. Why didn't you get that there? Yes. Yeah. Natasthatajam taranam ca vidyate, natasthatama adhikastha vidyate, vidhukram upanishat. Parasya sakti divdaivasyate, sabha vidyujyana valakriya. It is said that nobody is seen. This is called visas. We are expecting any nonsense as God. But they do not have any information from it. So God means natasya kajam karanam ca vidyate. Natasya sama adhikastha vidyate. God has nothing to do, no responsibility. Nobody is found greater than him. So if this Vedic injunction is followed, somebody is claiming as God, we have to see whether he has nothing to do and whether nobody is greater than him. these two tests is my experience. All. Immediately. He has to prove that nobody is better than even contemporary. Therefore, I am saying I have God. So I have to show that at the present moment, throughout the whole world, apart from anyone, nobody is better than I am. With this pretend that be able to show that nobody is better than him. This is a simple test. And natasatajam karanam chalit. And he has nothing to do. There are so many things to test his God. Sarishajapurna. Nobody can be richer than him. Nobody can be stronger than him. Nobody can be wiser than him. Nobody can be beautiful than him. So these things have to be tested for you. It's not simply if I claim I am God. That is no testimony. If I say I am president, Mishra. Will you accept it? If you don't accept it, in ordinary president needs some without testing credentials. How will you accept a false man as God without testing? You must know that is a test. Credentials. You must present credentials. Just like when some ambassador comes to a foreign country, there is a ceremony that that ambassador must be recognized by the governor or the governor general in that state, and he has to pledge his credentials. Similarly, anybody claiming as God, he has to place his credentials. And what is that credential? Let the text is there in the Upanishad and the Bhagavad Gita and so many other literature. Brahma Samhita, Vedanta Sutra, Srimad Bhagavatam. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first it is Janmadrasya Jata. Annayati Jatakshya Thisho Vigda Sarat. Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. Sattam param bhuvam. The supreme truth. Fully independent. We are not fully independent. So just now if I feel a little toothed, I have to go to the doctor. So I can explain that I am lost. God's first qualification is fully independent. Sarah. Avijjana means fully cognizant of everything. Yes. Is that?
You want this?
Oh, yes. All right. Yes. You see it with you. Just like Krishna. He is the Lord, but he has nothing to do. He is simply enjoying with his friends, with Radharani, with Tauhas Bhas, with Gopis. That is Krishna. There is nothing to think how to provide. That is greatness. He is taking the cows as a sporting. And when he has called for killing Kamsa, he left everything, he lost everything. I suggest the samatra, everything full. so much love, so much everything. Wow. At once in a moment, renounce it. Thank you. Let's renounce. And all these devotees living in the Christ of Krishna for the rest of life. And whenever Krishna is reminded, oh, he is there. And then I'm very soon coming. Don't worry, I'm very soon coming. Yes, I have to. You know how to make laddu?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is good. You learn many things of. We have got another nice girl in Buffalo. I have given her name. It is Sada.
Sadanandini.
Sadanandini. Very nice girl. Yes. All is chanting and dancing and all is jolly. Very nice girl. Yes. You know her? No. She has written this. Jan. She is good devotee. Good work, very nice. The Krishna consciousness is so nice. Anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness, immediately becomes this full of everything.